in the Mischief Plays Venmo system, suspicious-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In the voting pool, the dedicated alliances who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the North Star Accord. These are their stories.
Hello and welcome to North Star Plays Venmo. I'm your co-host, Blood Raina.
And I'm your other co-host, Unanimous.
We've decided to make this podcast to give everybody updates in real time on this Mischief Plays Venmo game that we've been a part of for a couple of months now.
Yeah, it's going to be weekly. We're going to touch in on whatever the latest topics are. We're going to have guests and explain lore that's been going on.
The tea.
And we just want to come on here for the first time and tell everybody about it.
Yeah, if you like drama and you like Survivor-style games, this is probably the podcast for you. You won't be disappointed. Mischief as a company basically is almost a social engineering experiment company. Sometimes they have drops that are games that people from all over can play. This particular game is called Mischief Plays Venmo.
Basically, we all signed up before June 27th, and we all paid $10 to get in. The pool is approximately $120,000, a little less. There was originally about 12,000 people playing. We're definitely under 11,000 now. None of us really expected for there to become an entire micro civilization inside of these Discord servers, but that's exactly what has happened.
So the rules of this game are every hour, everyone can cast a vote for someone to get ostracized. Ostracized means that your account is out, you don't get the money at the end, and you can just go home. There's also every day you can elect one person as king. King basically means that if that person gets 100% of the votes in a 24-hour period, they win the entire prize pool. How many winners are there? Well, there can only be one.
In theory, there can only be one.
Even though there is only one winner, the idea of the Discords, that at least the one that I joined at the beginning, was that we would split the pot evenly amongst the members. Unanimous and I are originally from two different servers. He's from Exile Engineers, I'm from MVS. But there are multiple servers. So there's MVS, Exile Engineers, the Chill server, Minotaur, Validus, and Reddit.
I'm ancient by Discord standards. I started a Facebook group, which is really embarrassing to say, but I'll say it. I had a solid 11 members whenever a Discord link showed up on the feed there. And one website came out for people to take down. The mischiefbounty.com came out, and I was in ninth and climbing. And after that, my days were basically numbered. I ended up immediately shutting down the entire Facebook group and clicking the link. And that took me to Exile Engineers, where I plugged in with Daniel. How can I help? Yeah, I've got a second Venmo. Sure, I'll do some invites. And I was probably the first person in Exile Engineers to discover that the max you can send out a day is about 200 invites a day.
Yeah, so when I first joined this game, I wasn't really sure what to expect. I didn't know if I was going to be, like, just hanging out by myself and hoping that nobody was going to vote to ostracize me, or what was going to happen. But I got an invite, which is essentially someone sending you a penny. You have to pay at least one penny to be able to send a message on Venmo. I got a penny on Venmo that said, hey, join our Discord, join our alliance. And I was like, all right, cool, here's my shot, you know? So I joined the Discord server. The Discord server that I joined is called Mischief Voting System, or MVS. I think that the general consensus among the servers was that the pot would be split. I think the only difference in philosophies amongst the servers was how it would be split. I think that pretty much everybody agreed that it would be split amongst leadership. Some people said it should be split amongst every single person. Some people said it should be only split amongst mods or people that are really active. Honestly, the money conversations didn't really come about until later. But I think in the beginning, everybody's idea was that we were going to have a split. The idea was that we wanted to be the biggest server, the biggest alliance with the most people, with the most votes. So everybody kind of turned on each other in the beginning, minus the chill server. The chill server was always neutral. We joked around and said that they were like Switzerland. but every other server was pretty much targeting each other. So every mod that, you know, had, if they had invited a lot of people, people were going on Venmo, finding their Venmo, voting them out. There was much debauchery happening in the very beginning of the game, and it was actually really fun. And yeah, we were definitely all targeting each other relentlessly. Our server, NVS, had a bit of a hiccup in the beginning. Our admin wanted to make a whitelist. That's pretty, everybody does that between their servers. They make a list of people's Venmos that are in the server so that they don't vote out their own people on accident. We made a whitelist, or our server admin did, and it was leaked. It was not a private list. It was actually like made public, so anybody could just go on and add their name. And somebody came on and said, oh, look, all their names, and jacked the list and gave it to all the rest of the servers. So our server had the major leak in the beginning. We had to get pretty smart pretty quick. We definitely had a big target on our backs, and everybody was voting us out. But I think that not everyone that was on the OG list is gone. So that's pretty cool. I think there was about 30 people on that list. So Unanimous, with Exile Engineers, how was the beginning of the game for you guys?
I mean, we were very successful first, you know, like most societies are that are living under the thumb of oppression and told that the entire outside Western world is, you know, horrible and just full of hell and chaos. Absolutely. Yeah, we were doing great. Well, just pure sarcasm. We were 100% in the dark over at Exile Engineers. Told nothing, seen nothing. Just living in a little bubble of happiness and rainbows.
It's kind of like one of those bad memories you block out. You guys were very aware of who all these other servers were, their names, and all of that. Do you feel like you were aware of that? Or was it very underground, like, let's start a little, you know, like a mini channel about espionage and then not really, you know, have active invites into those servers? Do you feel like that happened for you?
No, I feel like we found out pretty quickly the first couple of days how many Discord servers there were, mostly because we were all sending out invites as fast as we could to try to get the most people. And a lot of us, you know, we'd get an invite and then we'd be like, oh, hey, look, a new Discord, you know. So how was it like for Exile Engineers? Did you guys not really know about?
Well, so I had to ask because for us, it I didn't know who any of you were until at least July 4th.
Oh, wow.
Possibly the day after. I had only briefly heard of the Reddit server here and there, but had no idea how to access an invite to it.
Okay.
And this could also come from me being extremely green on Discord. But, you know, I mean, I know for a fact we weren't actively in chat of any kind in the espionage channels, the lock channels, or anywhere like that, saying names like Validus or MVS or Minotaur. It just wasn't happening.
Okay. So you guys were like pretty much just in the dark about all the other servers that you didn't even really know if there were other servers.
I think that some of our members knew there were other servers because those members were inside of those servers, but they were reporting all their information directly back to Daniel. And then Daniel was the only person that received that information whatsoever. It was not distributed in any way.
And who is Daniel?
Daniel is the creator of Exile Engineers, and its developer of its bot.
The developer of their bot. We probably should get into that.
Right. I am not, and I am not the qualified one to be talking about bots. I have never so much as looked at a whitelist. I've never entered names to be voted out. I've suggested a couple after sending out some penny invites and getting some rather interesting messages back. but other than that, this is not my lane.
So, as far as bots go, that is quite the discussion. In the very beginning of the game, there was nobody really even knew what a bot was. Now it's a term that's thrown around really often, but in the very beginning, every vote was a manual vote. So every single player would have to log in every hour on their account and vote for whoever, usually whoever the leaders of that server told them to vote for. So we'd say, okay, you know, this is, we're going to ostracize this guy. Everybody go vote right now. We would hype everybody up. It was like super fun. It was really energetic. It was like really engaging and awesome. And everybody really loved it. Like we had so many people that were always online. Even like we had night shift, we had day shift, we had people working in all hours of the night trying to get these people out. But a few days in, I think it was maybe not even a full week in, something happened that completely changed the game. We started noticing that there was almost like 100 votes that were just going in all at the same second. And we were like, whoa, who's this giant server? You know, who could be doing this? And we ended up slowly figuring out that it was actually a botnet. So essentially what a bot is it's a program that has all of these users' credentials that votes on their behalf, and it can run automatically and vote all night long for a select target list so that it gets those people out. So it's unfortunately not as fun as doing manual votes, but it's a lot more efficient. So we were just getting hammered by this botnet, and we had no idea who it was. We had no idea what server it was. We were like, who is this? What do we do? So eventually, all the servers, after getting slaughtered for a while, decided, well, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. We have to make our own bot. Some servers, like Exile Engineers and Chill, already had people in admin positions that were developers, and they already knew code, they knew Python, they knew JavaScript, you know, they knew how to do these things. MVS was not one of those servers. We definitely don't have very much coding experience at all, or at least we didn't at the time, and we were a little bit slower in getting our bot. But the idea was that if you didn't have a bot, you would probably die. So we needed to get on that.
The creation of the bot is what brought about kind of the need for this podcast, in that people being online was really consistent before the bot. And now that everything is so automated, we as a leadership team for all of Northstar are kind of hitting this wall of, well, how else can we keep people engaged? And so that's another reason that we felt it important to make this podcast for you.
Yeah, I think pre-bot game days it started to get really demoralizing, because no matter how many people we had, we couldn't vote fast enough. We couldn't vote all night long. You know, we were always getting somebody voted out. So what essentially ended up happening was all of the server leaders got together, and, well, not all of them, actually. It was just me and Robin, my co-admin of MVS, and it was Minotaur's admin, Blue, and his mod, Ralphie, and it was Reddit's two admins, Snoot and Korn, and Exile Engineers admin slash developer, Daniel, aka Dr. Dread. So we were all thrown into a group chat. It was called the Roundtable group chat. So that was pretty cool. And we were all kind of like, okay, look, here's the situation. We've been warring for a while. We need to work together now. What can we do? And Dr. Dread, Daniel, had already built a bot. He had already begun his development of his bot. So after much deliberation, we decided that the best thing that we could do for our members was to join his bot, since we were trying to get a bot up and running, but it just was not happening nearly as fast as it needed to. We had some people on our dev team that were experienced with coding, and they basically grilled Daniel and asked him a whole bunch of questions. We got him to share pieces of his code. We ended up coming to the conclusion that, yeah, okay, we're going to go through with this. We're going to join together, join forces, and be one big bot, and hopefully be able to beat the bigger bot. So that was the idea. So in order to join a bot, it does require a lot of trust with someone. That's why we grilled Daniel so hard. And once we came to the decision that we wanted to move forward with that, what we had to do was have everybody that wanted to sign up with our bot, it's also called an auto voter. Those names are kind of used interchangeably. Once we decided that we were going to do that, we had to have everybody put their credentials into the bot. And credentials is basically your email for Mischief Plays Venmo the game and your password for that. Not your Venmo email and password, but just for the game. So that way the bot could vote for you. So we did that. We opened up our servers to each other. Everything was great. Everything seemed like it'd be really great. You know, we'd have a good time and we'd vote this botnet out together and then we'd win the game, right? Simple as that. Except for it wasn't at all. So I think in next episode, we will talk more about the betrayal that happened with Dr. Dredd and our members and his members as well.
Every week, we're going to plan on doing kind of a in memoriam send-off. This week, we're going to share 10 names of the highest voted out people so far. But in the future, we might do the funniest names, or we might do a canon send-off for our own members of the North Star Court. So without further ado, here is the top 10 most highly voted names in the game so far. With 917 votes, ranked at number 10, Trump 69.
With 919 votes, we have Abe Austin. Remember that name, because it will definitely come up later.
With 1,178 votes, we have Trippy Bunny. I sure hope that guy wasn't on acid.
Coming in at number 7, we have another lucky Trump name. With 1,335 votes, Trump for life.
With 1,608 votes, Jack Muir, 32.
Coming in at number 5 with 1,618 votes, vote for me if gay. And I think that was actually one of our people in NBS. I remember that.
Coming in at number 4 with 1,633 votes, it's your boy Kanye West on the track. And by the way, he's an original EE member.
1,729 votes for Left Pocket. And this one was a bit of a wild card because all the ones that we have said up until now happened within the first few days. This one just happened a few days ago. More to come on that.
At number 2, we have Keegan Kelly with 1,990 votes.
And last but certainly not least, we have the number 1 most votes in the entire game so far. It was also the first name ever voted out with 2,193 votes. Poor guy, man. It was a Korean name. I'm sorry if I'm butchering the pronunciation. Ojun, which also means external, which is tragically ironic. Rip Ojun.
If you like what you've heard today and you want to hear some more, we're planning on putting one out once a week. And may the votes be ever in your favor.
And believe it or not, everything we've said on this podcast is really only the first couple of days of this game. And this game's been going on for a couple of months now. So there's plenty of drama, plenty of tea, plenty of debauchery and shenanigans to come. And we hope to hear from every major player in the game so far.